kick before. It's Auckland. It is a try. It's a delightful Newcastle try.
Touch the Knights. Hey, here we go.
Newcastle are threatening to blow this game apart. Takes it. Oh, he might have just done it. Absolutely gorgeous for the Knights.
And off the back of an unfortunate loss against the Seagulls on Sunday, Arvo, we're looking forward to taking on the Brisbane Broncos Saturday at McDonald Jones Stadium. Joining us on the line, new recruit to the Knights, it's Mr. Will Price. Hey, mate, how are you?
Hi, mate, how you doing?
Mate, fantastic. So good to have you on the show.
And welcome. Well,
first and foremost, welcome to Newcastle. Yeah. You've signed on as of this year.
Yeah, I know. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here, loving the city so far, and been loving the past 8 months that I've been here.
Beautiful. Well, mate, you've started your Australian rugby league career off with the Flyer, debuting a few weeks back and scoring on debut. Now, I was watching your try. I was sitting in a pub watching it, and your celebration. Look, you loved it. Your fam was here. Everyone's getting behind you. It's the stuff you love to see.
Yeah, it was a dream come true, mate, to be honest. It was everything that I've been waiting for and working towards for the past sort of 8 months through the pre-season, which had been tough, and obviously not having the fam here for the past 8 months and them coming over to watch the game, it were amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice one. Now, obviously, what part of England are you from?
I'm from a little city called Bradford.
Up north. Yeah.
The Northerners, they say, are the most friendly. do you have a, like, do you get a similar vibe coming here?
To be honest, that's one of the first things I said is when I first moved here that everybody were real friendly and really nice to me and Kai when we first came and real welcoming.
That's good vibes. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad we're, you know, checking that off the list.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, Will, got to ask you as well, in the dress sheds and stuff like that, on the training pitch, doesn't matter where, do people try and, like, directly ask you questions about your accent just so that they can hear you speak all the time? Because it's a pretty bloody beautiful accent.
When I first came, I think people wanted to hear me speak a little bit more, and obviously As I've lived here longer, I've had to slow down how I speak so people can understand me a bit more.
Yeah, yeah. To be honest, I couldn't understand what you just said then. So,
I'm joking,
Will.
Now, Will, you mentioned Kai Pearce-Paul as well. So you knew Kai from back in rugby days in England, playing Super League.
Yeah. So obviously, Kai's a couple of years older than me. We played against each other for the past sort of 3 years when I was playing in England, and we played together for England for one game against Jamaica, so we obviously crossed paths over there, and once we found out we were both moving over here, we were texting and speaking a lot.
Yeah, good.
Nice. A little bromance forming, I like it.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, a big loss against the Seagulls over the weekend. How's the team holding up?
Obviously we're disappointed with the result and how the game went. I think obviously getting beat by such a big margin like that, nobody wants to experience that, but we've sort of come together and we said, look, it's just a one-time thing. We don't want this to happen again. We want to move forward now, and we want to move forward into this week, into Bronco game, and have a big week back at home in front of our home fans.
Yeah, and obviously if you got that kind of thing happen, you can turn that into a positive, right? And focus on what's going ahead with the Broncos. What's it going to be looking like in the prep for that?
Well, obviously we've had a tough couple of weeks. We played Parramatta, and we played Canberra, and we played Manly, all pretty close together, and they were big games. They were real tough games, and they were obviously close margins. So we've had a tough couple of weeks on the body. So we've had this week off. We've been in for a review on the Monday, but we had yesterday off. So today's our first training session. We're looking forward
to
the Broncos and seeing what we're up against this week.
Good to get out and kick the footy around as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. Yeah. Now, one of the biggest things kind of floating around in the news world at the moment today is, of course, State of Origin, Game 3. And it's awesome that we have so many Knights players also getting involved over that course as well. Where will you be watching from? Just home or at the pub? Are you going to just chill out with some of the boys?
No, I'll be at the boys' house. Yeah, they call me the dependent, so I'm round at Brandon Bessie's house nearly every day. And obviously, he lives with Matt Croker and Dylan Lucas, so obviously Brandy's playing tonight, so we're buzzing to be watching him, and we're so proud of him.
Nice.
And So I'll be watching it. Is out for the boys.
If you're there enough, often enough, I believe they can claim like the family tax benefit. So yeah, maybe that's what they're angling at.
Look, I won't be surprised, mate.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. Good luck with the Broncos. We know you're going to get them. Good stuff. Thank you.
Cheers, Will.
No worries, guys. Thank you for having me.